Gottschalk Askaroff ending this week's World Roots with Lucy Duran. And if you'd like more details on the programme and to see some photos of the musicians featured in it, the spectacular scenery as well, do please visit the World Roots page on the Radio 3 website. World Roots will be back at 10 o'clock next Sunday evening with a special concert of Korean pansori. There's some very eye-catching photos of that as well on the World Roots page of the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11:30, and now Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, welcome to Jazz Lineup, coming from the recital room at the City Halls, Glasgow, as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Tonight we have two contrasting artists performing in this wonderful performance space. Later we'll be hearing from the gifted Venezuelan pianist, arranger and composer Leo Blanco, whose style is seeped in African and European influences and who was playing in a symphony orchestra at the tender age of 11. But first we're going to hear the Nova Scotia Jazz Band, who were voted Best Early Jazz Band in the 2011 Scottish Jazz Awards. And whilst they are firmly in the tradition of the swinging Dixieland groups, they have a fresh take on this classic jazz style. So let's go straight to the music and hear them play their first tune, Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gave to Me. The Nova Scotia Jazz Band.
Thank you. On bass, we have Andy Sharkey. They're simply wonderful. On banjo and guitar, Duncan Fingers Finlay. The beautiful sights, the beautiful sounds of Lorne Cowison on trumpet. Lorne Cowison. And every year, the Glasgow Jazz Festival allows us a guest. And last year, we had the wonderful Brian Killock. This year, we have a man of equal talent, equal measure. Quite simply, one of the best drummers anywhere. Tom Gordon on drums. Tom Gordon. So we're going to hit you now with some Jelly Roll Morton. This is the Wolverine Blues. Thank you so much, the Wolverine Blues. So we have for you now, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. ¶¶
The Nova Scotia Jazz Band. way down yonder in New Orleans. John Burgess playing clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax. John Burgess. Lorne Carrison on trumpets. Duncan Findlay on banjo and electric guitar. Andy Shark is on the double bass. And special guest on drums, Tom Gordon. Well, I'm pleased to say John Burgess joins me now for a short interview before they play their second set. So, John, I have to ask you, have you been way down under in New Orleans? Where did this all start for you?
Where did this start for me? My mother was a huge fan of this music, and I was brought up to it. We only had four records, not because we were poor, but there are only four records. The Louis Armstrong Hot Fives, and she had the Jelly Roll Morton Red Hot Peppers. She had a Fats Waller record, and the Great 16 by Muggsy Spanier. So that's what I heard when I was growing up, and I just soaked it up from those four records. Those of you who don't have them, those are the records to have.
Okay, cool mom. Did she play anything?
No. My grandmother, her mother, was one of those piano players, you know, in the silent films. She used to do all that. But no, she didn't play anything.
Fantastic. So your repertoire, I mean, let's talk about it. There must be a vast amount of music you can choose from. And it always guarantees a smile, really. This is the first time I've been to a trad gig in ages. And everyone's grinning, everyone's tapping something. It's really feel. I know it's a lovely, beautiful room and the sun's out, but it really is feel-good music. So how do you choose your repertoire and what audience are you aiming for?
I have to say, it's stolen from other people. That Way Down Yonder is a good example. Those of you who have been listening to this music for a long time will know that's a real sort of kick-in tune, usually played at a fast tempo. But the wonderful New Orleans clarinet player, Evan Christopher, who's a hero of mine, he recorded this with, I believe, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar at that tempo. So it's stolen from other people. You listen to these things, think, that would be great. Yeah. We'd sound great playing that, you know?
Yeah.
So you go through that. There are thousands of these tunes. You know how many tunes there are. And things just, they click.
Yeah.
You know, you record tunes you want to keep playing for the next year. So
tell me about your, I was reading about your debut on the silver screen last year.
Oh, yes.
That must have been good for the music. Tell all.
It was a true story. Apparently, during the general strike in 1926, there was, you know, terrible deprivation and everything. And they were making a film about this in Dunfermline, I believe, in the exact place that this kind of thing had all happened. And they called us because a Dixieland jazz band had been playing nearby and had played to cheer them up. They had no bread to eat. They were queuing up to tell the local council, look, this is no good, we're wanting some bread. So the Dixieland jazz band thought, what we'll do is we'll go and give them a tune. So that was why we were there, and we gave them a tune. And, you know,
fantastic.
You've got to start your career somewhere, you know.
It must be really interesting for you to be involved in something like that. I mean, it's to see the other side of the camera sort of thing.
Of course it is, yeah. It's fantastic.
I'm surprised you haven't been offered more roles since.
Well, you know, we turn down a lot more.
I'm sure.
You know, we're offered a lot. You can't just take anything, Claire, you know.
I know. You must have been thrilled. I mentioned on the introduction that you won the award in 2011. You must have been thrilled to get that. Has that changed things for you?
Well, it's changed things for them because we won the award and then they stopped giving that award, so we couldn't win it again. So they don't have that category. But my mother got a kick out of it, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be sort of, you know. But yes, I mean, we don't do this for the plaudits, and it's mainly for the money.
For the money, of course.
When I'm dressing the awards, it's just the PD.
Ah, John. Well, it's great to hear you and meet you, and we're going to have another set from you. But before we do, let's give them a rousing applause from this wonderful band, the Nova Scotia Jazz Band. We'll be right back.
Tom Gordon on drums.
Could I just go around the guys one more time? We have Tom Gordon on drums.
Andy Sharkey on bass. Andy Sharkey. Duncan Finlay, the guitar, the banjo. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to see Lauren Cowison on trumpet. Lauren Cowison.
This tune, which happily is the title track of our last CD, W.C. Handy tune, the Beale Street Blues, but it's long been part of the jazz, classic jazz repertoire. And this arrangement was stolen from the great Eddie Condon. So this is the Beale Street Blues. Thank you.
Nova Scotia Jazz Band. And Beale Street Blues with John Burgess on clarinet and alto sax and leading the troops. Lorne Carrison on trumpet. Andy Sharkey on the bass. Duncan Finlay on banjo and electric guitar. And Tom Gordon, special guest on drums, the Nova Scotia Jazz Band. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music from the Nova Scotia Jazz Band. Well, now time to welcome our next artist, who is an award-winning pianist, composer and arranger from Venezuela, the fantastic Leo Blanco. In 1996, he was the first Latin American to win the prestigious Boston Society Jazz Award. And in the international arena, he's been a guest of renowned world music and jazz festivals, such as the Newport Jazz Festival, the Monterey Jazz Festival, the North Sea Jazz Festival, Edinburgh's International Festival, that's just to name a few. But before we hear Leo perform, I'd like to introduce him and do a short interview with him. Please put your hands together for Leo Blanco. We can't wait to hear you play, but just a few questions. This kind of setting, Leo, do you like playing a solo piano?
Yes, I love it. Actually, I'm used to play more with a trio, quartet. I love rhythms. So it's always been affinity, especially with percussionists and drummers. But I have to tell that with the piano, just alone, I have the liberty to take the tours anywhere I want. It's like driving without no lights, traffic lights.
Okay. Your interest in world music runs very deep. Tell us briefly just who your major influences are.
Well, it's difficult to mention one major influence. I mean, I think Latin Americans in Venezuela, we were influenced by world music from the very beginning. We got the Spanish who got invaded by the Arabs, so we got that package already. Africans, Europeans from other parts, Brazil. So in a geographic situation, we're everywhere. We have, yep, you know, the North, we have the Caribbean, the Andes. So our music is by tradition, fusion.
Your latest CD, Africa Latina, has some great collaborators. You've got Lan Ulweke and Antonio Sanchez, the fabulous, yes, drummer. Are you going to be playing any of that tonight for,
yes,
us?
Yes, actually, I will play some. And very good. I mentioned the one of the CDs, but actually the latest, which is not your fault because it came out last week, is Piano Forte, which is a piano solo album.
Well, enough talking. We're thrilled that you're here, and we can't wait for the concert. Please step to the piano. Leo Blanco.
Thank you very much. Thank you. last tune. It's called Africa Latina. Thank you very much for having me here, for sharing the music with me, and I hope to see you soon. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Blanco. Absolutely brilliant compositions and incredible improvisations from Leo Blanco. What a fabulous night of music. Absolutely, totally moving and very special. Thanks again, Leo Blanco. Well, that's it for tonight's show. A big thanks, of course, again to Leo and the Nova Scotia Jazz Band who played earlier. And remember, there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez has avant-garde composer and multi-instrumentalist Anthony Braxton in performance with his Falling River Music Quartet. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, Kevin Legendre presents concert music from the BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Trish Clues and her quintet featuring pianist Gwilym Simcock from King's Place in London. But from now, from all of us here at the Glasgow Jazz Festival, till next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye!
Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, a recent performance from Norway of Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. That's in about an hour and 20 minutes. First, there were a concert the ensemble Al Aire Español gave in Warsaw in November 2011 as part of the Mazovia Goes Baroque Festival. Just the two composers here, the ensemble's harpsichordist director Eduardo López Banzo in Scarlatti sonatas, and surrounding them, the ensemble in cantatas and other vocal pieces by the Spaniard José de Nebra, a generation on from Scarlatti, but they both worked for the Spanish royal family in the 1730s and 40s. This is de Nebra's cantata Ligad, Ligad, Creyentes. Gracias. The cantata Llegad, Llegad, Creyentes by the Spanish Baroque composer José de Nebra. The performers there, the ensemble Al Aire Español, directed from the harpsichord by Eduardo López Banzo with soprano María Espada. Eduardo López Banzo solo now at this concert in one of the 550 or so sonatas Domenico Scarlatti wrote in the mid-18th century for the Infanta Maria Barbara of Spain.